Can you tell me your name, please, and tell me why you're here tonight?
Porky Poster. I've been in this procession many years. My friend Dick Arribas, who was the dean of the College of Architecture, Planning and Landscape Architecture, died of a blood disease about 3 months ago. 71 years old. Sorry to lose him.
And what do you think this says about Tucson's soul?
This is totally cool because it's completely organized and disorganized at the same time. It's a grassroots procession. It's totally cool.
Hi, tell me, what's your name and why did you decide to come here tonight?
My name's Genesee, and I came to represent all my family that passed away and to remember them.
And you have some young ones with you tonight.
Uh-huh. They wanted to come with me so they could represent their family too, and that they could go on when we die so they could represent us.
Have you ever seen a celebration like this before?
No, this is my first time here.
Tell me, what's your name and what brings you here tonight?
Eleanor Leon, and I'm with my business downtown, La Fashionista. This year I lost my cousin and my sister-in-law's sister on Halloween. So I'm here to celebrate death and life, that life is a celebration, and we are to remember those that have passed away. And this is, it's my way of saying, hey, I'm here to visit you, and goodbye, and you're still in my heart, and I love you.
What's your name, please?
Ellie.
And did you have a particular reason for coming tonight to bring your children?
Yes, my mother. It's my first time coming.
And who do you have with you?
My grandkids.
Yeah.
And Celine just learned in school last week about the event and the reasoning behind it. So she pretty much just was curious and wanted to see what it was all about.
What do you think about it now that you've seen it?
It's pretty cool.
Can you tell me your name and why you're here
tonight? I'm Janet K. Miller, and I'm honoring my grandmother, Gertrude Dietz Miller, tonight. She was born in 1897 in San Francisco, told me stories about the San Francisco earthquake.
This is the lovely photograph that you have that you're holding tonight. Was there a reason why you selected this photo?
Because it captures her elegant rebel nature that I loved about her.
My name is William Watson. I'm here just honoring my mother, Frances Watts. She's born in Fort Huachuca, and just miss her to death. My mom loved the Southwest. She loved Tucson, and she was just a great person. Just miss her to death.
Have you ever walked in the procession before?
Yeah, I never walked in it. This is my first year walking in it. I sat on the sidelines before watching it from the side, but this year, wanted to just do something in honor of my mother. She passed away in 2010.
What do you think this says about Tucson's soul?
Tucson has a big soul here. There's a lot of history here, and Tucson is a great place. People love it here, and once it gets into your bones, you'll never leave Tucson. Tucson stays in your bones.
My name is Seal Mattson, and my husband is Jack Armitage, and we're here honoring our dog, Macaroni, who died this year.
And you have made a lovely image of him, though, for this float. Tell me about what materials went into making a Macaroni here.
Well, an artist friend of mine, Barbara Brandel, helped me, and we used chicken wire and paper mache and a lot of different kinds of fabric and burlap, and we made it look like fur. He was a great dog, and he was just such a unique personality. He was an Italian Spinoni, and he was great.
We are the urn attendants. We're bringing the urn to the end of the procession, and we're collecting prayers from the audience to put into the urn, the prayers for loved ones that have passed.
What do you think that this maybe says or offers about the soul of the Tucson community?
I feel like it's something that people count on every year now for healing and feeling of connection and community